CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. UC Health is cutting the price of a cancer drug called Zoladex after admitting it overcharged patients, according to the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Fort Collins resident Holly Quinn told the paper she was charged more than $9,000 per injection, an injection for which UC Health paid less than a tenth of that cost. Her insurance company initially was billed $2,300 per injection in 2017. That jumped to $6,000 the next year and more than $9,000 in 2021. A UC Health spokesperson told the Coloradan Zoladex was an outlier with a charge higher than other similar drugs. Quinn said the system reduced her price per injection to $3,000 retroactive to July. UC Health said it would offer a refund to similar patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The State Health Department is investigating a possible case of bird flu in a man in Montrose County. The man is a state prison inmate who had direct contact with infected birds while on work release at a commercial farm. An initial test came back positive for the virus, but additional tests were negative. More Colorado students will be able to save money on tuition by taking college classes in high school under a bill passed by the Colorado House. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Ascent program lets students stay in high school for a fifth year to take college courses for free. Kira DeGree Kennedy, who directs the nonprofit Young Invincibles Rocky Mountain, says the program helps many students who'd be the first in their family to attend college.
Folks who couldn't even imagine going to college. So the fact that they can complete an associate's while still in high school feels really empowering to them.
Before the legislation, the program was capped at 500 students, but the bill removes that limit. The bill now moves to the Senate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Elitch Gardens, the amusement park in Denver, opens for the season tomorrow. It's a little longer wait for the water park that opens at the end of May. It's going to be mostly sunny around Denver and along the Front Range, Grand Junction, sunny and windy through the day. This is CPR News.